Welcome to December 31st, 2008. That's right, it's that time of year again where the year ends. It's that time of year where there is no more year. Well, except for the new one that shows up after this one goes away, which is kind of the normal passage of time and all that sort of thing. Once again, I'm standing out here in the driveway as I've done for the past 3 years, since 2006, for no particular reason other than the fact that I can. It's about 26 degrees Fahrenheit, that's about minus 3 Celsius, minus 3, minus 4, something like that. And I'm in a t-shirt, and it's semi-cold, there's some wind, it was windier earlier, but it's still pretty windy. Not too bad now. And we're gonna stand here and see if the denizens of this lovely neighborhood decide to do anything interesting at midnight, or if they're just boring and standard, and don't do much of anything. Which is sometimes the case. I've got my trusty little talking time one.
It's 11:59 p.m.
As I did last year. I think the batteries on it are dying, actually. They're the same batteries that were in it last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, actually, too. And it's been calibrated. And when 12 o'clock shows up and the year comes around, we'll know it by the three dings, well, the three beeps, and the dong at the top of the hour, signifying the start of 2009. I mean, what better way to bring in the new year by... you know, than by watching the clock go off. Okay, it's kind of dumb, but it works. So that's gonna happen in a few seconds, if I'm not terribly mistaken, because that's generally how time works. And after that point, I will shut up, and we'll see if... Ooh, here we go.
It's 12 o'clock.
Right, that's it. Welcome to 2009. Now... what happens? Anything? Other than me sending a text message to Twitter to say Happy New Year to everybody? Let's see. Is that it? Sorry, I interrupted the ambience, but I want to know if that's it. Because that's kind of disappointing, really. I mean, come on. Do something fun. Blow something up. Or something. This is what you get to look forward to every year in this neighborhood. That's all I have to offer, sorry. Can't be any more interesting than that. I don't have a tooting device anymore because I ran out of aerosol. Otherwise I would toot very loudly at you and have all these cool reflective surface thingies, but that's not gonna happen, sorry. Wow, no car alarms this year. Usually there are at least some car alarms. Yeah. Great. Hey, as soon as I start talking, it starts blowing stuff up. Great. Hello. Firework. How are you? Are you gonna talk to me, Mr. Firework? No? Well, you know, can't last forever. Gunpowder. Yeah.
Thank you.
Again, I ask, is that it? And this time, I think it might be. How boring. Well, let's check the time and see how much time we've wasted out here. But there you go. Okay, very cool. Just because I was a bad little blind person when I was a small person, about 6, 7, 8, when I first started playing with note takers, you know, it wasn't the new year until the clock on my note taker told me it was a new year. Now I've got a phone, so let's do the same thing. Ooh. Now you start doing stuff. Great. Well, there you go. January 1st, 2009. I'll stay out here for a couple more minutes and see if they go bang somewhere, or if they're just gonna be boring and start banging only when I'm saying stuff. Which is probably a good thingy saying that I should shut up. The car agrees, apparently. All right, well, I guess I'll go back inside now. Watch this, as soon as I hit the stop button, something really cool happened. So this is me hitting the stop button. See? Stop, right now, something cool happens. Here we go. Okay, I didn't hit the stop button. I'll do that now, because this is getting way too absurd. Not that this shouldn't be an unusual phenomenon or anything, given the amount of absurd things, the absurdity that generally ensues as it relates to myself. But there you go. Thanks for allowing me to experience New Year's Eve with you. And a car. From this boring neighborhood to your hopefully less boring neighborhood. This has been Boris saying goodbye 2008 and hello 2009. Yeah. Something, I don't know. Alright, that's it. I'm leaving. Goodbye.